Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. A 25-year-old member of the Vatican's Corps of Gendarmes died in hospital this morning while being treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The 25-year-old Alessandro Benedetti was accepted as a police cadet this past April. Head of the Holy See's press office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, issued a statement saying evidence suggests the young man was seeking to take his own life. Pope Benedict XVI said he was saddened by the news. The Pope entrusted the late Mr. Benedetti's soul to the Divine Mercy and expressed solidarity with the man's family and the police corps. Also today, Pope Benedict accepted the resignation of the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture, Cardinal Paul Poupard. Cardinal Poupard has reached the age of retirement. The Holy Father has called on Monsignor Gianfranco Ravasi to succeed Cardinal Poupard in the presidency of the Council and has also appointed Monsignor Ravasi to head the Pontifical Commissions for the Cultural Goods of the Church and Sacred Archaeology. The new president has until now been the prefect of the Venerable Ambrosian Library. Pope Benedict also made changes in the diplomatic corps today, appointing Archbishop Edward Joseph Adams, Apostolic Nuncio, to the Philippines. Archbishop Adams has until now been nuncio in Zimbabwe.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.
And turning now to news from around the world. British troops quit the Iraqi city of Basra today, leaving the southern oil hub without British forces for the first time since the U.S.-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein in 2003. The withdrawal from the besieged Basra Palace complex is a step towards handing over Basra province to Iraqi control and an eventual British pullout from the country. We spoke to military expert Professor Wynne Grant of the University of Warwick in Britain.
It was always envisaged that this area would eventually be handed over to Iraqi security forces. I don't think it's really related to electoral considerations. I mean, if there's any factor that's work here, it's the element of stress and strain that's been placed on the British armed forces by the extent of the commitments that they have.
Myanmar concluded a 14-year national convention tasked with drawing up guidelines for a new constitution today, completing what the military government called a first step back toward democracy, but what critics dismissed as a sham. The guidelines guarantee a prominent military role in politics and would bar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi from holding elected office. The convention took place in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, where recent rare demonstrations protesting against high prices for fuel and consumer goods were quashed. Director of the Asia Program for the International Crisis Group is Robert Templer.
The military have really been running the country since 1960. What they've been able to do is to completely destroy most of other institutions. And in that situation, the military has really absorbed all the resources and spent all the money on itself. There are no real signs of change, unfortunately. What you're seeing is a very serious decline at the moment.
Bangladesh arrested and refused bail for its former leader, Begum Khaleda Zia, today. Her younger son, Arafat Rahman, was also detained in connection with the same corruption investigation that the interim government there is carrying out. In North Korea, North Korea said today the United States had agreed to remove it from its list of countries that support terrorism, a move long sought by Pyongyang to better its status with the outside world. And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon headed for Sudan today to lay the groundwork for a solution to the festering Darfur conflict through talks and deployment of thousands of peacekeepers. And that's all the time for news we have just now. We'll be back at 4:05 with another look at the top stories from here at the Vatican and from around the world. In the meantime, I'm Chris Altieri, reminding you to keep it tuned to 105 Live.